Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers and father figures out there. We do, if you came in earlier this morning, we have some gifts for you out in the foyer. If you didn't see them as you walk in, try and find them on your way out. There are some pens and some flashlights there for you to take if you have declared yourself a father, or if someone has declared you a father, feel free to take one of those. We do have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of two. We have the live stream playing in the teen room. If you have children over the age of two that are having trouble in the fellowship hall or in the sanctuary this morning, there will be a Father's Day program during the second half of Sunday school this morning. But also we have the Unruhs here. Paul will be sharing about their ministry this morning and their missions work this morning. So if you are in the junior high, Sunday school on up, we can stay and listen to the Unruhs presentation and then stay in here for the Father's Day program at 11:30. But if you are a Sunday school teacher for the primaries, dismiss at 11:30 for the Father's Day program. We have the nursery is asking for some volunteers. We are losing a few high schoolers to college next year, and we would like to lessen the load on the few students that we do have in the rotation. So if you'd like to help out in the nursery, please talk to Therese or myself, and we can talk about the getting you on the rotation for that. The Plus One Baby Bottle fundraiser, if you have taken one of the baby bottles and would like to bring that back, talk to Pastor Jim. He's been collecting them. They are due back today or as soon as possible, so talk to Jim about that if you did take a baby bottle and forgot it this morning. The SBA Seen and Set Apart drama camp performance will be here on Monday, June 27th. So if you'd like to watch their drama camp performance here, that will be June 27th at 7 p.m. here at the church. We have youth group tonight as normal, and we have young adult Bible study at Kelly and I's house. Right now we are in Zephaniah. So if you'd like to join us, we are working our way through some of the minor prophets there at 8 p.m. on Mondays. So if you'd like to join us for that, does anyone else have any announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Psalm chapter 68, verses 1 and 2. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God.
Again, we welcome you to our worship service. I'm grateful you've chosen to be here today or join us online. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together number 268, God Our Father, We Adore Thee. I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Number 268. Bless thy name, chosen in the Christ before thee, we are holy without blame. We adore thee, we adore thee, Abba praises we proclaim. We adore thee, we adore thee, Abba praises we proclaim. Son eternal, we adore thee, Lamb upon the throne on high, Lamb of God, we bow before thee, thou hast brought a people nigh. We adore thee, we adore thee, Son of God who came to die. We adore thee, we adore thee, Son of God who came to die. the opportunity to greet one another and let them know you're glad they're here today. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just a note, we do have the Unruhs here with us. I'm going to, after our offering, I'll have Paul come up and give a little teaser about Sunday school. But during Sunday school, at the first part of Sunday school, we will take up an offering. The offering will not be for Sunday school today. The offering will be for the Unruhs. Send a note out that we would be taking up a love offering for them as the opportunity we have of partnering with them in their ministry. Also, a couple of ongoing prayer requests and maybe some that popped up this week. Continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright. The notice this week was that after he's done in QLI, the center he's at now, he will be coming home with Brian and Deb, and they're going to be working out all those details. It's just, he has reached the point where in South Dakota there's just not some of the facilities he may need, and they'd like him to be closer to home. So pray for that part of their transition, as well as all those pieces come together. And then Jeannie Gortmaker wasn't sure they were going to make it today, but Harlan and Jeannie facing some health issues. Harlan's got a surgery coming up to remove a couple of spots on his face in June, and then July he has one on his nose that needs some serious surgery. But then Jeannie, this past weekend, her entire left side went numb, and she has been going to the doctor and doing CT scans. They do not think it's a stroke, which is a blessing, but that also means they'd have no idea why it's happening. But she was much more mobile, but it is coming, that part of transition of what to do with the dogs that she breeds and the amount of stress that causes in her life and Harlan's life. So I know they would appreciate prayers for wisdom, but also for healing, and especially with the doctor's visits. She'll have a ear, nose, throat doctor's visit specialist in July, and then a neurology so far scheduled for August. So pray that that one also gets moved up so they don't have to wait that long. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Shirley. And we will join you that Shirley has her annual cancer screening on Monday. We will pray that that goes well. It's nice to know you're going to Rochester for fun, not for... Normally around here, Rochester means we're going for more health issues. So we'll pray that you have a wonderful time with the Harkins and greet them for us. I know they were here not too many months ago. And so it's a blessing to keep track of the extended family of God from St. Lawrence. Christina. So Christina's sister Holly has been able to come back to the States. She works in Odessa, Ukraine, with a pregnancy center. And with all the war there, they were evacuated out. She's made a couple trips back. But grateful that she has made it back to the States. But we will also, as a reminder, to pray for Ukraine and the body of Christ that is working there, as well as the conflict. Bless you. Yeah, Tom.
I have a medical procedure on June 29th. It's a same-day surgery type thing. I'm missing work for about a week.
So Tom will be having a same-day medical procedure on the 29th, and we will pray for healing as well as the surgery and the extended time you get to spend with Faye.
She
We will pray for her as well. Any other prayer requests? John. That's good that you came back with everyone you were supposed to. That was good. But yes, the Miller Music trip. Yeah, I saw your one video of the traffic. I'm sure that was not the only time that it was.
That was the worst.
That was the worst? Oh, was that going through Atlanta?
Yeah,
everything backs up Atlanta. But we're grateful that the Miller Music team has gotten back, as well as I saw that the Sunshine's missions trip to Puerto Rico also made it back. So. We're grateful for that. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, for the opportunity of coming in worship, being reminded of it being Father's Day. And there is always that mixed emotion of thinking about our fathers, and some set great examples, some of them set examples that we've learned that we shouldn't follow. Some have gone on to eternity, and it's bittersweet today. Father, we are grateful that you are our good, good Father, that no matter how we have stacked up as dads or our fathers before us, you are the one that we are following. You're the one who is conforming us to the image of Christ. And we are thankful that no matter what we go through, we are safe and secure in your hands. Doesn't mean that there's going to not be trouble, and that is a part of this world. But we again and again are reminded that Jesus' words say, in this world we will find trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And Father, we look around us and we get frustrated. We see economic issues, we see global issues, and it is easy to become disheartened, to wonder where you are at and why you're not working faster than as what we think should be. But as the psalmist came into your temple and saw you in your sanctuary, and the reminder that you are on the throne and you have a plan and a purpose. For us, you've called us to be your witnesses. And so, Father, help us to do that, just to be optimistic and hopeful that you have given us a future that has our hope secured in heaven. Father, we lift up our request to you. We lay them before you. We continue to pray for the Bone Brights, for Nathan's recovery, and the long road that is and will be. We continue to pray for his short-term memory, for his mobility as he continues to recover from this traumatic brain injury. And now, as they are looking at transitioning back to this area, that you would raise up the supports that he needs, and that for Brian and Deb, that you continue to strengthen them. Thank you for their faithfulness toward their son and their faithfulness towards you. Father, we also lift up the Gortmakers. We pray for Jeannie and Harlan with Harlan's skin cancer surgeries planned. For Jeannie's new health issues, we ask that you, as a great physician, would heal. And if you choose to do that supernaturally, you are very capable of doing that. If you choose to use the doctors, we ask that you would give wisdom. If you choose to use both, that you would give patience and wisdom to Jeannie and Harlan, and peace of mind and heart. Father, we pray for the Sterlings as they head to Sioux Falls for Shirley's appointment tomorrow. We ask that she would continue to have a clean bill of health. We thank you for what you have done in her life and the miraculous healing you have done. And we just pray as they go, you would guard her and Ernie's heart and minds with the peace that passes all understanding. Would you give them safety in their travels, and as they anticipate going on to Rochester, that they would have a great time with the Hargans and just being able to reconnect again. Father, we pray for the work going around the world. We are grateful that Holly has made it back safely, that you would help her to have the rest and renewal that she needs for the work that is going back, continuing on in Odessa, for your church, that you would protect, but also for this conflict, that you would have things be resolved. Father, it is in your hands. We struggle to know all the ins and outs of what's going on, but we do know that the evil one is very active, and we pray that he would be thwarted here in this. And as the conflict goes on, both the Russian church and the Ukrainian church would rise up to be your hands and feet to those that have been affected. We pray for Tom and his medical procedure coming up. We ask that you would guide the hands of the doctors and bring healing and patience during the healing time. We're also grateful for how you give travel mercies and for the Miller Music groups that traveled and their sponsors. We're grateful they've made it back safely. We know they put a lot of miles on and pray that the time that they were together, especially utilizing the talents and abilities you've gifted those students, that they would continue to use those and be and for the rest of the summer, especially for all of our students that and staff that have had a very difficult school year, that they would find the rest they need. We also are grateful that the SBA Puerto Rico trip has made it back safely, and the lives that they were able to impact. We know that your word will not return void. Father, we pray for Skip and Betty Harkins as with their work in Brazil and Skip's health, that you would continue to use them in the many ways you do, that you would sustain them, but also grateful for the love that they have for the people that they have been called to serve. For our offering today, we thank you that you have blessed us both with rain, and we pray for protection with the heat and the wind coming through. But as we receive the offering from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory here in our midst and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
At this time, I'm going to ask Paul to come forward. Eunice looks occupied. So he was going to give a little teaser about what they will be presenting in the Sunday school hour.
Good morning. I'm Paul Unruh, my wife Eunice. And just like a lot of my students at school, seminary where I'm teaching in Mexico, I'm not really doing what I wanted to do with my life, but I'm really thankful for where God has me and for what He has done over the past 36 years. And so I'll be sharing a little bit about that, what God has been doing through our ministry, myself, my wife. So love to see you in Sunday school.
If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 271, and you can stay seated. Well, actually, we should stand since it's standing on the promises. It's better than sitting on the premises. So standing on the promises, number 271. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, God my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises, God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. As in every moment do the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing. On the promises of God, my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. And you may be seated for the next one, but we're going to sing numbers 56, Day by Day, number 56, Day by Day. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He's whose heart is kind beyond all measure, gives unto each day what He deems best.
lovingly. It's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He fain would clear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure, this a pledge to me He made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a father's hand. One by one, the days and moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Well, good morning. I invite you to open your Bible to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. We're going to take a break from our study of Romans this morning and look at a Father's Day themed message. While you're finding Joshua 24, I saw this week a survey, the results of a survey that were done of church in the United States that said it.